You're listening to SBS News.
Coronavirus deaths are rising again as the Delta variant spreads across the globe. The World Health Organization says fatalities have climbed by 21% this past week, with Delta detected in 132 countries. More than 4 million people have now died from COVID-19. Infections too are going up, with the highest numbers in the United States, Brazil, Indonesia, India, and the United Kingdom. But despite this, the UK is pushing ahead with its reopening. Among the latest changes is a plan to let fully vaccinated visitors from the European Union and the United States into England and Scotland quarantine-free. The British Transport Secretary is Grant Shapps.
We've always said we'd need to move in line with what's going on in the real world. Obviously, people being vaccinated in Europe and in America now means that we can move to that next stage, which is allowing people to come here. And if they are double vaccinated, avoid having to quarantine as long as they've taken a test before they leave and after they arrive.
Worldwide, vaccination rates are also climbing, with close to 3.7 billion doses administered. But vaccine inequality between rich and poor countries has been highlighted this week by the International Monetary Fund. The UK is now promoting ambitions to bring forward the deadline to get the entire global population vaccinated. The current trajectory is 2024, but the British Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab wants to see it done by the middle of next year.
We've committed to provide 100 million doses of the vaccine from surplus domestic supply to the poorest, most vulnerable countries around the world by the middle of next year. The first batch, 9 million doses, will be going out on Friday, and they will go to countries, vulnerable places like Laos and Cambodia, partners like Indonesia and Malaysia, a range of Commonwealth countries from Kenya to Jamaica. And this demonstrates we're not just doing it because it's in our own interests. It shows global Britain as a life-saving force for good in the world.
The United States too has plans to buy and donate 500 million Pfizer vaccine doses to 92 low and lower middle income countries and the African Union. The latest shipment of 10 million doses is being sent to Nigeria and South Africa amid growing concerns about vaccination rates across the African continent. African countries have administered just 60 million vaccine doses to a population of more than 1.3 billion. But the United States is facing its own battle with the unvaccinated. COVID infection rates are surging across unvaccinated communities, particularly in the South. It's caused the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to reverse its guidelines on mask wearing, saying even vaccinated people should wear them indoors in areas with high transmission rates. On Capitol Hill, some Republicans were in revolt as House members were advised they would again have to don a mask. The House Minority Leader is Kevin McCarthy.
If we're trying to get America vaccinated, what type of message does this provide? We are vaccinated, we're not a hot spot. But they're forcing you to wear a mask? Not in the Senate, but in the House. This is just about more control.
Frustration too in Louisiana, where only 37% of the population is vaccinated and one of the worst virus surges is unfolding. On the streets of New Orleans, Lisa Bodine was visiting from St. Louis.
I don't know what the answer is. I really don't. But forcing everybody to wear a mask, again, those who have been vaccinated, is not going to make those who have not been vaccinated get vaccinated.
But Capitol Hill is not the only workplace tightening its COVID rules. Global giants like Google, Facebook, and Netflix have announced policies requiring all workers to be vaccinated as they look to a return to the office. It comes as the US Federal Reserve says the country's economy is strengthening despite the rise in COVID infections. Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says vaccinations are helping the economy recover.
Progress in vaccinations and unprecedented fiscal policy actions are also providing strong support to the recovery. Indicators of economic activity and employment have continued to strengthen, and real GDP this year appears to be on track to post its fastest rate of increase in decades.
But while Jerome Powell says household spending is rising rapidly as the economy reopens, not everyone is benefiting.
The economic downturn has not fallen equally on all Americans, and those least able to shoulder the burden have been hardest hit. In particular, despite progress, joblessness continues to fall disproportionately on lower-wage workers in the service sector and on African Americans and Hispanics.
Meanwhile, COVID cases have reached an all-time high in Tokyo, just days after the start of the Olympic Games. More than 3,000 new infections have been recorded as the Tokyo governor, Yuriko Koike, issued this advice.
We are in the middle of the Olympics. Tokyo has a population of 14 million, which is the biggest in Japan. We are asking them to stay indoors unless there is an urgent matter, to continue to stay indoors and cheer in front of the TV. Considering the Delta variant, we need to consider a way to encourage young, middle-aged and older generations to get vaccinated.
New Zealand is also ramping up its vaccination efforts. The country ranks 125th in the world for vaccines administered per capita, with at least one shot given to just 21% of Kiwis. The opposition party has even urged the government to follow the Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison's lead and apologise for the slow rollout. But like Australia, doses are starting to scale up, with 200,000 administered in the last week. The Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, is urging all those eligible to get immunised. In Hamilton, the Prime Minister received her second Pfizer shot and an orange lollipop.
How was it?
Thank you so much. Just fine. Really, really easy.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Claire Slattery, SBS News.